So you found your human design chart. You see all these different shapes on there and you go, yay, I'm so excited. What does this mean? So today I'm going to be covering the throat center, and the numbers that are circled in your throat center define what you are here to speak about. So let's dive into this today. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist Podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul. You just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed spiritual mentor. In human design, the throat center is a vital energy that governs communication, just like it's related to the throat chakra, self-expression, and manifestation. Nothing can come into being unless it is informed and spoken into existence. So it serves as the bridge between our inner world, our thoughts, inspirations, ideas, and the external reality, influencing how we express our unique selves to others in relationships, and about projects, how we want to be loved, what we are here to share as far as ideas. And within the throat center, there are several gates, each representing a specific aspect of communication and expression. Those I will be covering in the membership. I'll save that to the end. But today I wanted to cover, what does it mean when you have an undefined throat center? Having an undefined throat center looks just like this. Briefly, I will share with you what you speak about. I have a graphic here, so you can read this, what you speak about on the blog at ravenscott.show. And your undefined throat center looks just like this. If you're listening on the podcast, you can watch the YouTube video to take a look at the graphics. So the throat center is the third one down from the top, and it is a white square when it is undefined, but there are circles or purple circles coloring in at least one of the numbers in the throat. That is technically an undefined throat center in the human design. It can both be a blessing and a challenge. And this configuration means that you amplify the voices and energies of those around you. You often feel the pressure to speak up and communicate, even when you might not feel entirely ready or sure what to say. So you may be that person who's filling in that radio silence because you're feeling the pressure to fill in the gap, which sometimes can be good in awkward social situations and other times not good when you just need the space to be quiet. So with this undefined throat center, instead of meticulously planning your words in advance, your design actually is talented at and is gifted at trusting in your innate wisdom and saying things off the cuff, depending on what and who you are amplifying in that moment. And your intuition will tell you this. That's why it's important to practice your strategy and your inner authority. By leaning into your strategy and authority, you can discern when the time is right to share your insights and express yourself authentically, allowing your natural flow of communication to unfold organically. So when you do this, it honors your unique interacting with the world, emphasizing the following: your strategy and responsiveness over the social norms of premeditation. And this can be tricky when you are dealing with a toxic person or a really difficult conflict or a narcissist. You might think, well, I need to premeditate. I need to be prepared. I need to have all the answers. But like I have love saying lately is, if you want to win with a narcissist, don't play. You don't need to say anything. So with your undefined white throat, you feel the pressure to speak. Your communication style is influenced by the environment. So just go with the flow. You can speak in a variety of different voices. You can mimic who you're talking to depending on the situation or the other person. And you may feel powerless to take action. You and others close to you can't always predict what will come out of your mouth. That's another thing, because you're amplifying, it's not consistent. You just are always surprised by this person. So to thrive with the undefined throat and the open throat, which I'll cover a little bit later, to thrive with this undefined throat, instead of feeling like you always have to speak, instead of feeling powerless, instead of feeling like you don't know what you're going to say, and it really frightens you, especially when you're dealing with someone toxic that you're interacting with, get comfortable with the silence. Get comfortable with saying nothing and wait to be asked to speak. And that is where the magic lies. The next one is your defined throat. So that third center down from the top, if you have this throat center colored in, it usually is always brown. The color doesn't matter what color it is colored in. That's why there's different charts with different colors. That doesn't matter as long as it's colored in. Then you have a defined throat center. And this signifies a surrender to your inner authority, guiding you on what to say or do. So it suggests a natural flow of energy that allows you to express yourself confidently and authentically, trusting in the clarity of your communication. So building on doing hard things, your discipline and your self-confidence, then building upon your self-esteem, essentially, to feel confident and authentic, trusting yourself that you are communicating what you need to communicate. And sometimes you're channeling messages from source through your throat, either if it is open and you're doing it through the amplification, or if it is defined and you're doing it consistently within yourself. So when you have it colored in, you have a consistent way of expressing ideas. You can speak when you need to and maybe feel moved by the spirit to do so. You're using your inner authority, remember, and also your strategy. If you have a motor connected, well, number one, you're a man gen. You're a manifesting generator. But you can take consistent action after informing. So the motor that may be connected to your throat through a colored line, called a channel, is the heart, which is this center, just this tiny triangle down below the diamond to the right. If that connects to the throat, or the solar plexus, the bottom triangle on the right connects to the throat, or the sacral, the second up square from the bottom. When connected to a motor center, it can feel the impulse to talk and do too much power, too much doing, too much, right? There's motors pushing, pushing. So just be mindful of that as well and step back and observe and say, do I need to say this? Does this need to be said right now? Is this really necessary? And then delete that text or delete that email or bite your tongue, right? So when also connected to the ajna, which is the triangle, upside down triangle just above that, or the G center, the diamond just below the throat, you can have a tendency to babble on and not listen to others. And if you're not listening to your inner authority and you're not using your strategy, when people ask you, share away, don't worry. Don't worry about being too concise. But if you are not being asked or you're not being invited in and you're just babbling on about something, people will zone out, they won't listen to you, and it won't be productive in your communication and in your relationship. Now, this may happen a lot with a narcissist because they don't tend to invite opinions in because that's scary. That opens up to how they have to take responsibility. So what you may find is as you practice using your inner authority and your strategy by waiting to respond or waiting to be invited, depending on what type you are, and your inner authority, like, does this feel good? Should I say this? Yes or no, if you're sacral or emotional, if you're emotional, how does it feel? You'll find yourself not actually communicating when you're responding to this because the narcissist won't be inviting you in. You may be responding, but you're responding to something negative. So your inner authority kicks in and says, is this something I really respond to? No, this is negative energy, right? So you actually find yourself not communicating with this toxic energy just by following your strategy and inner authority. And that therefore plays into, if you want to win with a narcissist, don't play, don't talk, don't interact, don't argue, don't say anything. So this next one is completely open, no gates defined throat center. The third center down here, it is white in this image. Also, you can look at the graphics on the blog at ravenscott.show. So for those with a completely open throat center, surrendering to the interplay with the outside world is key. Trusting the timing and flavor of your relationship or the activity and expression. This openness allows for a fluid exchange of energy with others. So if you're really good at surrendering and waiting for the interaction, this is magic. And it's really emphasizing the adaptability and responsiveness to the present moment. This is key, being in the present. If you have a completely open throat center, you must practice being in the present. Don't plan ahead. Don't fear the past. Don't think about the future. Be in the present. Because again, that's where the magic happens. And I've witnessed this firsthand in my husband. He has this, and he is the most eloquent speaker. He is the most dynamic speaker. He is the most amazing salesperson that you can even imagine with anyone he interacts with, because he has harnessed the comfortability of not speaking when he doesn't need to speak. He is a man of very few words, yet when he does speak, he is utilizing all of those talents and amplifying the energies to achieve whatever task he's at or communicate something with me or the girls or whatever. He knows what to ask in the moment. He knows when to ask it, and he delivers such an amazing mic drop when he's presenting ideas. I see it in his storytelling and his coaching our daughters. I can imagine how incredible he was in the courtroom. Like, there's all these different talents that you can have no matter what you're doing in your life, whether it be work, whether it be in a relationship, whether it be with your children, to be able to really lean into the present moment and amplify what is needed to be asked or said. It's beautiful. He thinks about it a lot, but there's no rehearsal. It just comes out in the right timing. So I want to encourage you, if it's open and you have nothing, that doesn't mean that you are not here to speak about nothing. You are here to speak through channeled source. You are here to speak inspiration and ebb and flow in the present moment with the energy around you, the energies that you're dealing with. So the gates and channels in the throat, this is going to be something I'm diving deeper in the episode today for the membership. So if you want to understand, how does this apply to me? What does it mean when I have gate 15 highlighted and it being red? What does that mean? And why do I see gate 15 over on the left in the red? So this is something to really take a look at. You can't see it in the visual because it's all the way at the bottom and I've cropped the bottom of the chart off. I could use another example. Gate 8 is also in the throat center highlighted in this chart. It has a red line going down towards the G center and it's next to the moon over here on the chart. So that's what I'm going to be diving into today in the membership. If you want to learn more about all the gate descriptions and how they interplay and give you that flavor of what you're here to speak about, what your authentic voice wishes to share and really is here to do so, then you can learn about that in my book about each gate and past guide to rising strong. You can grab your paperback there and do your own self-study, or you can join the Empath Guide to Rising membership for free, a 30-day trial for free, and then it's just $19.99 after. And you receive 3 episodes each week, a meditation on how to heal human design, deep dives, information on how to understand your chart more intimately. So both of those are in the link in the show notes and description if you'd love to learn more and dive deeper into how these help you. This is what I'm here for. This is why I've created the membership. And just to give you an example, I have so many gates defined in my chart, but the one that really resonates with me is the one that brings community together. and that is gate 35. 31 I also have as well to, you know, serves in a democratic leadership role, and 45's leadership. So 35 is this community. My voice has an authority to teach, to share, and to bring people into community. Hoping to bring all of those who are healing from narcissistic abuse to heal spiritually and by understanding your unique blueprint, your unique energy, to bust out of the lies and the conditioning that the narcissist is trying to keep you down. The darkness is trying to keep you down, but your human design chart shows you your light. It is your flashlight to break free from the narcissistic, toxic, social, societal conditionings. And I'm teaching you how to do that in your chart in the membership. So try that membership out for free today. It's a link in the show notes. It's for free for 30 days. Try it for a whole month. You will get 12 free episodes and access to the whole backlink of all the episodes that I've posted before that in the library. And if you love it, keep on going. It's only $19.99 a month. All right. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. And remember, always keep your unique light shining. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to this podcast. Please help us grow and reach more survivors that are seeking spiritual growth by sharing this and tagging me on Instagram. You can even send it via text. However you want to share it, you go share away. And don't forget to subscribe. You can dive deeper with me through my first book, Empath and the Narcissist. It is a profound exploration of my story, my healing journey, and a whole bunch of different elements that I've discovered on my healing path to help you heal from narcissistic abuse and empower you. So you can also listen to that on Audible. My second book is a new book, baby. It is Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And you can grab your paperback of that human design guidebook. And as always, remember, always keep your unique light shining.